With great fanfare and a hint of local scandal, the games of the 28th Olympiad open today in Greece. Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us now, as he does most Fridays. And today, Stefan, you're in Athens, a bit of a pilgrimage for you. Welcome.
Thank you.
And this is
as we say in Greek, Yasu.
Ah, this is a big moment for Greece.
It is. This is something that the Greeks have wanted since the mid-1980s. They had a bid for the 1996, the Centennial Olympics, and they were rebuffed. They lost those games to Atlanta, largely because of the way they approached it. They were very hubristic, to use a Greek word. They were ill-prepared. They thought they deserved the games because they were Greece and it was the 100th anniversary. Since that time, their second bid for 2004 was far more professional. They have managed to get things done. The venues are clean. The city has never been sort of neater and operating more efficiently, and these games look like they should come off well.
All eyes, I imagine, are on the Greek sprinter Kostas Skanderis, who might have been asked to light the flame at the opening ceremonies, but he didn't show up for a drug test yesterday, and now there are reports that he's been involved in a motorcycle accident.
Yeah, this could end up being a real national scandal, and it really could damage all of the good feelings that Greece has developed about itself over these games. These are really a way for Greece to demonstrate to Europe and the rest of the world that they are a mature, modern, capitalist society that's made tremendous advances in the last few decades. The Skanderis scandal brings shame upon the country. If he did miss this test, and if he missed another test, which it's possible that he did in recent months, then he could be expelled from the competition. The Greeks treat this with a great deal of pride. The fact that this guy won a gold medal in 2000 and the other woman who's involved who missed a test, Katerina Thanou, won a silver medal in 2000 in a sprint race, this brought great joy to the Greek people. This was a sign of their advancement and their ability to compete in sports. The headlines in today's papers were just amazing. This is really cut to the core of who Greeks are, and that's the risk going forward as these games start.
It seems to feed into a storyline that major media can't seem to let go of, that this might be a moment of great possibility for embarrassment for Greece.
And that's how the Greeks sort of view it and how the Greeks fear the progression of these Olympics. There's always this underlying insecurity in the Greek culture. And to have something embarrassing happen on this great stage as the games begin is terrifically horrifying to Greek people. The Greek papers today had headlines from shame, said one paper, sock, shock, said another paper. So there is a great feeling of trepidation tonight and about what's going to happen to Skanderis and to Thanou.
The competition is already underway, and at this point, the Iraqi soccer team has good reason to celebrate.
They do. They won their first game of the Olympics. They beat Portugal, a potential gold medalist, 4-2 last night in the city of Patras. It was a minor miracle that this team even made it to the Olympics. They had to play all of their qualifying matches outside of Iraq because the main stadium was pockmarked with mortar shells and it was a staging ground, a parking lot for U.S. tanks for a while. The coach of the team who led them to qualifying, a German, quit a couple months ago, fearing for his safety. And the team has come without him and shocked one of the powers of Europe.
Stefan, thanks so much. Or shall I say Yasu?
Yasu, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal, and he joins us most Fridays.